This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in on a Football Friday. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We'll get you the latest from Redskins Park as the Skins are getting ready for the Raiders. We'll go around the NFL. We're also going to preview the college football weekend with Matt Fortuna of the All-American at 1 o'clock today. Danny, last night was fun.
It was fun.
We have said that Thursday night football is not a good product. We have said that the NFL product through 2 weeks was down. We talked yesterday about ratings being poor, and a lot of people called in to tell us that National Football League action has not been up to par over the first couple of weeks. Week three is off to a great start because a game chock full of Redskins ties. Kyle Shanahan coaching on one sideline.
So many ex-girlfriends.
Sean McVay coaching on another sideline. Pierre Garçon going bananas for 7 catches and 142 yards, including an incredible sideline toe tap and a 59-yard lunging catch with strong hands on 10 targets. What a night that was to sit and watch. A little bit peculiar and strange in D.C. if you're a Redskins fan.
It was odd.
But it was a blast.
First thing. I wish Pierre Garçon was still here. I want to make that known. I'm going to remind everyone of that throughout the show. I wish he was still here. I wish he was still a Washington Redskin receiver. That's the first thing I thought of. Second of all, I think now we're even through the last couple weeks. I think you made up for the Houston-Cincinnati situation. That was wretched. That was hot garbage left out in the sun that baked, then caught on fire, then was put out by a skunk spraying. This week made up for that. It had all the trimmings of a disastrous game. But good heavens, did they play a little bit of sloppy, old-school fun football where people were scoring points? I think the Rams at one point scored on 7 of 8 drives. Just the Rams. Spotting dimes, eating onions, baby. All I could think about while this was happening is Todd Gurley equaled last year's touchdown total in week number 3 in the first half.
Yeah.
How junior varsity that previous staff was that was there. This is what it looks like when capable adults are coordinating an offense.
Well, I go further than that. This is when it looks like when a genius, when a savant, when someone who's special can rally an offense with play design.
Goodness.
And you saw it on both sides of the ball. McVay and the Rams. Jared Goff is a different player. People last year at this time, he wasn't even playing yet, were saying this guy's never going to make it in the NFL. He doesn't even know the diction, the vernacular, can't drop from under center. At the end of his rookie season, the thoughts on Jared Goff were, this is not going to work. This guy cannot be a franchise quarterback. You've got to move on from him. It's amazing what a coach who believes in you, number one, and more important than that, because you could believe in me if you're Sean McVay, and I'll go out there and I'll go 7 for 42 with 6 picks, if you let me, if I throw it enough.
Give me a chance. I'll do it for you.
More important than believing in Jared Goff, put him in the right position.
Put him in a spot.
Allow him to thrive and succeed. Get the ball out of his hands. Get the ball to open receivers in space. Let guys like Sammy Watkins, like Robert Woods, like Todd Gurley make plays for him in the passing game. And that's what he did to the tune of 22 of 28 for 292 yards and 3 touchdowns. A quarterback rating last night of 145.8.
It was crisp.
He's been a revelation, and you're right. Their offense was pathetic. I remember talking to Sean McVay when he got that job. Shortly after he had interviewed and been named the coach right after his press conference. And he said, dude, he said, what we're going to do is so much different than what they've been doing here. And he wasn't going to bash anybody. But it was clear to me that he thought very little of the design of their offense. And he basically said, I'm not going to make my mind up on Jared Goff or on Todd Gurley because those guys were not in positions to excel. They are now. You mentioned Gurley ran for 113.2. And had a touchdown and 36 yards through the air. Second straight game, he's rushed and received a touchdown. After the game in the locker room, Sean McVay talking to the Rams. I've had a man crush on this guy for about 7 years now, and the country's finding out why. He can coach, and at 31 years old, he's the talk of the NFL this morning.
Hey, I'll tell you what. It doesn't matter how it gets done. We found a way as a team to grind one out, man. Give it up for you guys. Give that thumbs up. Hey, That is a great job being resilient. At the end, a lot of things couldn't have gone our way, but we found a way to just keep pounding, keep pounding. There's going to be some great things that we can look at, but you can't ever take away. We're 2-1 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2-1.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's what we know. We got to get ourselves healthy, and we got to get ready to go. Coming up here shortly in about 10 days against an excellent Dallas Cowboys team. Enjoy this, man. That was a great, hard-fought win. We'll take it however we can get it. But can't say enough about the way you guys continued to fight, found a way to get it done. Love this group, man. Everybody bring it in here.
Yeah.
A win is a win. That's a gritty win right there. That's a 2-1 team win right there. Right?
Yes, sir.
That's a way to get to our second win. Now, what are we going to do about finding a way to get to number 3 now? All right, hey, love this group. Family on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Family.
The Rams are 2-1.
I'd like to follow him.
He's so positive. And there's no tough guy talk. There's not a bunch of macho F-word this, let's go get a snack, Rex Ryan stuff. It's just, hey, guys, that was a tough game you just played. I'm proud of you. I love you guys. I like this group right here. This is the group I want to coach.
The time to get in Wade Phillips' business is probably, this morning.
Right.
Hey, man, can we not give up 39 points to the San Francisco offense that isn't particularly
good?
Well,
I'm getting to Kyle in a second.
You know, so if I – but here's the thing. In that moment, that's the time for positivity. There's plenty on film study. And he referenced it when he says there's great things we can look at, meaning we can get a lot better in a lot of areas, guys. Let's not give up what should have been 41 points to an opponent, please. Let's not have that happen on national television. But right there in that moment, they were so resilient. They kept punching back.
My dream show this morning would be to go back in time to the calls that we took, the amount of minutes we wasted with people telling us that Sean McVay should be fired, that Kyle Shanahan only had his job because of his dad's last name, that he doesn't know what he's doing. And I wish we could go back and look at the call screener and get the numbers of all those people, and we could spend 4 hours today cold calling each of them.
Hello, this is Grant and Danny. Are you ready to be on the radio?
I would just love to get all those minutes of my life back. Brian Hoyer threw for 332 and a pair last night, had a 98 rating. Brian Hoyer is, let me put this the best way I can, not good.
No, he's not.
Looked it last night at times. You know why? Because Kyle Shanahan gets receivers open. Carlos Hyde runs hard. I've always liked him since Ohio State.
Me
he's
too.
Injury prone, but 84 yards, 2 touchdowns, tough sledding last night. Pierre Garçon. You can't watch that game and tell me you don't miss 88 in Burgundy and Gold.
God, I wish he was here so bad.
Fighter, scrapper, fang mouth guard, ready to get into the octagon and mixed martial arts fight.
Yeah, that one catch, not the deep one down the sideline, but it was a third down play where he makes a catch and does that thing where he fights through two guys and gets an extra 3 yards. It's just 3 yards, man. No one's celebrating it. And he gets up and he spins the football and he's got this mouthpiece
he's
thing.
Angry.
And he's in the guy's face, and he's smacking his chest, and I'm going, God, I just gotta miss it.
You know what I love? This is a hipster Paulson's coming into effect right now.
Go for it.
On the second Carlos Hyde touchdown run, which came right before they failed to get the 2-point conversion, which would have tied the game at 41.
Yep.
And if you missed this game, it was a classic. The Niners scored 19 fourth quarter points. But on that second Hyde touchdown run, Pierre Garçon was blocking his tail off on the outside and just lost his mind in excitement. After he was blocking and wasn't targeted in the end zone because the 49ers had a chance to tie on a 2-point conversion, He just wants to play football. He enjoys football.
Is it important to him? Yes.
As I said about Chris Thompson this week, I love guys who love football. Chris Thompson loves football. I love Chris Thompson. It's my version of Gordon Bombay's with a picture of himself saying, this is a distraction. This is a fire in a barrel. This is a distraction in a fire in a barrel. And throwing a picture of himself into a burning ash in a barrel to get rid of the bad Gordon Bombay. I hope I didn't lose you with that analogy.
You did a little, but I like that you're passionate.
What a game that was last night. 41-39 final. The Rams are 2-1. So a couple of things here. Number one, Jared Goff and Sean McVay's relationship's off to a good start to a point where the Kirk Cousins to L.A. train has to slow its roll for a little while.
Doesn't it?
Consequently and subsequently, I guess I should say, San Francisco's now 0-3, and they are off to the kind of start this season that would make you think they could be drafting in the top 5. If they're drafting in the top 5, that's Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen territory.
That's where that is.
Now, even if those guys say go 1-2 and we pull a Winston Mariota first and second quarterbacks off the board, top two picks kind of deal. Maybe that's Mason Rudolph territory at four. There is a chance. We all kind of said, well, the Rams and the Niners are going to play a tug of war, and McVay and Shanahan are going to fight over Kirk Cousins. If the Rams end up finishing 8-8, 9-7, I don't think they can, but let's just say they go 8-8 and have an impressive year. You see enough out of Goff, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, again, it's a 1-1 pick. This is not somebody you're giving up on unless he's a disaster. The
Correct.
Fact that he's not a disaster means that you're now stuck one way or the other. Let's say McVay doesn't like him. Let's say McVay would like to move on. Tough. The organization has basically three more years where he ain't going no place. So there's your quarterback. If he was completely incompetent and throwing up on himself and completely incapable of a forward pass, then we could have that conversation if it was more of what last year was. That's not that. You've already seen enough through three games to know this is someone who belongs in the NFL. How good he'll be, I don't really know. I really don't. But I know that he's no longer a joke. He's no longer a punchline. And that's enough, which means you've got more years now.
How fun was last night?
It was a blast.
That was the best Thursday night game I remember watching. We had onside kicks. We had touchdowns late. We had two-point conversions
kick
to tie.
Was perfect.
By the way, we were robbed of a great ending by a tumultuous offensive pass interference penalty.
Thank goodness the referees were there.
If not for their presence, we would have had a great ending to one of the best games this season. By the way, the best game this season. I think we can all say that pretty confidently. If you want to give us a thought on last night's Thursday night football matchup, the success early on of Sean McVay leaving the Redskins, of Kyle Shanahan's offense in San Francisco despite an 0-3 record, they're playing close competitive games as a bad team. We got the phone lines open for you. 800-636-1067 is the number. Let's get into the Redskins and the Raiders. What will the Monday script look like if they win? That's next on The Fan.
Redskins play a great team this Sunday, the Oakland Raiders. You know who else has a great team? Our pals at Window Nation. And they're kicking off this season with a deal that you cannot beat. It's get two windows free for every two you buy. You buy four, you get four. You buy eight, you get eight. There's no minimum or maximum purchase. But as I said, those great deals are only great if you've got that winning team backing you up. And at Window Nation, they've got the most experienced team in the window game.
Yeah, buy 20 windows, you're going to get 20 windows. There is no maximum, as Danny put it. Buy two, get two. Also, you're not going to be paying interest for 18 months. 0% on interest for 18 months. Do not wait until the cold weather arrives. Winterize your home. I did this a couple of winters ago. So did Danny. Our bills went down. Energy efficient homes at this point, thanks to Window Nation. Call them at 866-90-NATION. Lower your bills. Make your house more aesthetically pleasing. 866-90-NATION. Go to windownation.com.
Tell them Grant and Danny sent you Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.